Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. Back again with co-host of Suplex City Limits and the Federation Podcast, Mr. Tyler Fudge.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm here again. More, more, more. Me, me, me.
Listen to me talk.
Yeah.
All the time. I thought about that when I started doing this. I'm like, I'm going to do more stuff. People are like, shut the fuck up already. Yep.
Since when does that Toby Keith song become your theme song? Let's talk about me. Let's talk about I. Let's talk about more and more. Oh, my, me, my.
Okay. That went twice as long as it needed to.
I sang that in karaoke once. Give me a break.
Oh, Jesus. So, this time, we're back to watch Ultimo Dragon taking on Great Sasuke. Two Suplex City Limits Hall of Famers. I forgot to mention that on the Bam Bam Invader. They also are, but no less. From Wrestling and Romance.
1994.
Yeah, 94. Let's hope that this is more wrestling and less romance.
Well, I have seen already Ultimo Dragon's get up, and it's a win for me. So
it's a win. Yeah. So we'll get into this here. You can click the link in the description. Watch along with us. This video is on YouTube. It's 18 minutes, 16 seconds long. So get yourself to 0 seconds. We'll do a countdown watch together. 3, 2, 1, play. Is that a disco ball?
It's either that or Uranus.
Oh! This is for the belt.
Yeah, look at that mask.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. A little different. He didn't have that mouth shit when I remember seeing him.
No, it was open mouth. Right? It wasn't? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing, like, the teeth and shit.
No.
There you go. Oh, dude, Sasuke.
Look at that guy. To me, the weirdest wrestling attire ever, but he's memorable as fuck.
Huh. Sasuke looks like a fucking hitman, dude. Like, he looks like...
He looks like a ninja.
Yeah, well, he looks like a ninja, but he also looks like a fucking assassin.
I agree. He's very slender. He's quite poised. He looks calm, cool, collected, like he could just kill you with his bare hands and go home to his wife for supper the next night.
Exactly, like you're sitting watching TV on the couch and he just comes up behind you and like, boom, neck break, that's it. You know?
Oh, no, with the piano wire.
Piano wire, or that, yeah, I see that too.
He's looking at Moose Knuckle on fucking Ultimo Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, did you notice that? You gotta pay attention to the groinal region of Ultimo Dragon and you can see the shape of his testicles.
If you really are like want to see his testicles, this should be fucking good, man.
I think this is going to be off the walls. Look at the Shell guy. Look at that guy works at Shell. Yeah. Do you have Shell gasoline stations at the Americas?
At the Americas. Oh shit, I do.
Well, that's what they wear up here in Canada. Those T-shirts.
Just a windshield and the fuel, sir. Want me to check the oil?
No, I mean, you can't get service like that at a Shell. Oh,
what the
look
fuck?
At that. Oh, man. Just walk.
That's a very weird cell.
Is that? I wonder if that's a war thing.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, with a name of a company called Wrestling and Romance,
yeah,
I kind of feel like there's weird shenanigans that be involved in this sometimes.
I thought he was going to mount him, and we see some of that shenanigans right there.
We were very close to seeing those shenanigans.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the Mexican wrestler who dresses just like Sasuke?
No.
Octagon?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah, for sure.
He dresses like almost exactly like fucking Sasuke.
The mask just has more white, right?
It's very similar, yeah.
Yeah. It's even like the same layout. It's just instead of having green and red lines, he's got a full white square or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like the Hayabusa and
Sabu
thing. I don't know who did that first. I'm sure Hayabusa.
I don't know. Sabu was like that from like the 80s, wasn't he?
I don't know. Yeah, the glitter genie pants.
Yeah.
Look at these fucking guys, man. Oh, it's like...
Oh. That's fluidity. That wasn't that good.
No, wasn't that good. Whoa.
Oh, look at him. He almost sat on his ass or sat on his face. It's hard to sit on your ass. But...
That's the romance, dude. That's the romance.
What the fuck?
That was kind of cool.
It is cool.
I don't know if that was on purpose, but
it would make sense because they're so alike. You know what I mean? If they're so alike, they're going to go for the same moves at the same time.
Dude, this is fucking quality shit right here.
Oh, you're fucking right it is.
Oh, come on, son.
God damn, that is fantastic. and you're looking at the crowd, man. The crowd looks like, yeah, I don't know, show me something I haven't seen 16 more times today. You know what I mean? It's like they've seen great wrestling all day long.
Probably have.
There's like this chick over here with a red shirt on that looks bored as fuck. How can you be? Well, yeah, I'm sure not everybody likes to see a rest hold, but man, this match deserves rest holds. Like, we're 2 minutes into this match, we're already at a rest hold because they've went 2 minutes balls to the wall.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where we go from here. That's kind of interesting too, because I mean, as far as I'm aware, maybe this is different from like the shit I've watched, but a lot of the old Japanese shit, you expect that like really slow start. This one had a quick start. Now we're going to the slow start.
Yeah. Well, it's and you can look at it in a way where these guys, again, very similar styles. They come and they start going at one another, and they're going at each other with the same moves, same areas, same Yodes technique. And it's okay. Well, nobody's getting ahead here. Let's go to the ground. Jim.
Yo.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I had to make sure, man. There was a very long, awkward silence for a second. And now I know it's a very awkward rope break going on here at the same time. But I just had to make sure.
Yeah, a rope. No, that fucking shirt, dude. Goddamn. I would fucking rock one of those war ref shirts. I think it looks awesome.
Man, you could, like I said, whoa! That was like a Pele kick, only a drop kick, eh?
Yeah,
it was like a backflip drop kick. Ooh.
2 feet. Can't fucking go wrong with this, man. This is good shit.
I mean, if I was the great Sasuke, though, or look at me, JR. the great Sasuke. Yeah, which weight is I don't even fucking care. Whoa.
Sasuke, I think, is the preferred nomenclature.
Yes, yes. But I would like to change his boots. He looks like he's got ballet shoes on.
Yeah, I fucking ninja shoes. That's how he's so quiet.
Jesus.
You sneak so long in those little fucking booties.
Whoa. Look at that kick right to the throat. Is it? Am I the only person that doesn't like
Tombstone, jumping Tombstone?
Am I the only person that really associates a Tombstone so much with The Undertaker that it seems to not have any effect? You know what I mean? It doesn't do anything for me unless it's The Undertaker doing it. A lot of moves are like that with me.
Yeah.
Or I think my bigger problem is seeing the Tombstone as a transitional move.
Well, I'll give you that. Holy
you know,
fuck.
I think
Holy.
That is that. Oof. When did Japan stop using do they still use those section chairs? Because that's the most dangerous thing for these wrestlers.
Wow, moonsault lands on the fucking barricade. That barricade didn't move either.
No barricade should.
Such a modern wrestling fan. I'm like, can we have a replay, please? No.
No, right. No replays. You just got to sit through this 20 count.
This is 1994, man. I mean, like, come on, dude.
Well, and honestly, though, you don't see a lot of replays in a 40-minute Japanese match, let alone a 20-minute, you know?
Yeah.
You'll see maybe two.
That was worthy of a replay.
Oh, easily.
It's not like WWE with fucking, you know, replay everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Drop toe hold. We gotta show a replay of that.
It's a replay of a replay. And this is good shit so far.
It is. Oh, I just noticed that Ultimate Dragon is not wearing pants. He's wearing shorts.
That's kind of weird. Well, it looks like there's a little bit of mesh there. No? Never mind.
I don't know. See, it's such low quality, you know what I mean? Like, even watching something from the 80s on the network,
look at that.
That's fluid as fuck.
They've had a couple of rough spots here, but that's the thing, you know, people talk about like Lucha Libre, like, oh, they botch and this and that, and it's like, but dude, if you're trying tons of crazy shit, yeah, you're not going to do everything, you know?
No, to me, you look at, let's say, easiest example, Ricochet and Ospreay, that first big match they did over New Japan.
Oh, powerbomb.
The fact that they were able to have that match go so smoothly as they did makes that match so much better than a match that went smoothly doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love these kicks and shit, man.
Hey, and they don't, they're not, they're laying them in, you know what I mean? They're not holding back.
Yeah. This is a fucking great match by compared to everything else I've watched this week.
Oh, I've only seen Raw yet.
Well,
garbage.
Got to wait a couple days to talk about that.
Yes. Oh, I would not plan to talk about it. Not with this in front of me. No sorry, Bob, because we've got Ultimo Dragon. Oh, whoa!
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Man, that... Oh. Oh, okay, never mind.
He's going to do a moonsault. Oh, moonsault. Jesus Christ, man.
The fucking cameraman getting right in the way, because I feel like we almost could have witnessed Sasuke's back getting broken on that fucking rail.
That was fucking vicious, man. So far, the most vicious shit in this involves that fucking barricade.
And it's crazy. Yeah, like, the smartest thing that WWE ever did was make those software barricades.
I slipped and fell in my house once, hurt the fuck out of myself. These motherfuckers just land back first on metal rails.
I believe I've told the story, but when I fell out, fell down the hot, or not the hot tub, the bathtub, landed on the toilet, broke the toilet. I didn't go to work the next day.
Oh, fuck.
That was a hurting unit. Literally, the toilet was turned sideways. I hit it so hard.
Shoots him off the ropes.
Oh, backbreaker. Sloppy. Oh, he looks like he might have hurt his knee on that one, and I understand why. He really took that sloppy. Too close to the ropes, Ultimo. You're too close to the fucking ropes. Good thing Sasuke does not know where he is right now.
Yeah. Back up. This is fucking, yeah, really good match.
It is. When did Ultimo Dragon put a top on his mask? I wonder. Really odd to see the hair coming out.
Yeah, I mean, in WCW, he definitely had a different setup. An arguably better fucking outfit. Because remember, he rocked that green getup that he had? That was
And he had the blue, white, or blue, yellow, and red one. That was always my favorite.
Oh, yeah. To me, the green one's the classic, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, some of those other ones are cool, like better looking, but
this is very like, I can't afford great gear, so this is what I'm gonna use.
And not the first year, like all the way back here where a Japanese guy goes to Mexico, becomes way better, and comes back to Japan.
Yeah. No. Well, how long was Ultimo Dragon in Mexico anyways?
I have no idea. He was there for a period, is all I know.
It's very easy to tell that once you say his name, where he got that name from, as well. Mexicans being ultra racist, he's the ultimate dragon because he's Asian.
And he's kind of got the Japanese style.
A little sloppy.
Japanese style plus the Lucha Libre style.
Yeah, and that's what makes Ultimo Dragon so good.
I think of that as Sasuke, too, though. He's almost got kind of a Lucha thing going on.
Yeah, I can see that.
Back outside
again. Yes. Oh, look at us being in sync there.
Yeah, right.
I'm Justin Timberlake, though. Fuck you.
I wonder if this is when... Well, this is probably a little bit after that. Remember, because Chris Jericho worked in War for a while, but I think by 94 he was seeking out thrills with Lance and fucking in Kentucky. Holy shit. Holy fuck.
What in the
opening, dude?
Oh, that takes precision. Look at it. See that generous tap? Like, I'm okay. Yeah. Did you notice that on the chest?
Yeah, yeah.
Sasuke just looks like he's dead. That's such a great sell job, unless he's actually dead. And he fought Joey Janela this year, so I don't think he's dead.
What does that say? Live for today, wrestle what?
Where does it say this?
On the back of the ref's thing.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to pause it.
Well, don't pause it.
Oh, no. I mean, like, next time it comes, I'm going to be there to catch it with my mouth.
Oh, it just says wrestle and romance. Okay. Oh. No mouth catching necessary. What
the fuck? Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. You saved me.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on anymore. This was a respectable show until you came on it, and now it's just like, it's turned into SCL, where it's just like, both of us baked out of our heads being fucking outlandish.
Yeah, well, I mean...
What? You should...
What did you? What was you getting all?
This did not just end in a count out.
Oh. I think Sasuke was just upset because it did.
Oh, I thought it ended in a count out right there. I was like, fuck you. Okay. Dump some on his fucking head.
I was going to say, what else did he do for the next 5 minutes? Hug?
Maybe. They do a very complicated system of handshakes. Yeah.
Oh, samurai comes out and knights one of them. I got two mixed up there that time.
Whoa.
Outsider's Edge to a sexy pin.
To a romantic pin.
No, it's perfect. That's like a romance. There it is right there.
It's wrestling and romance.
Pins are a sensual purpose.
That's it. Take this motherfucker out.
Oh, beautiful. That's, what would you call that suplex, Jim?
Isn't that... It's a variation of the German. Isn't it the straitjacket German suplex? Oh,
that does make sense. Straitjacket German suplex.
If I was calling this match, that's what I'd have called it.
Yeah, well, JR made shit up all the time. People loved it, so...
Oh,
look at that dodge fucking drop kick.
Very nice.
There you go. Oh, no selling the miss. Hurricane Rana.
Fucking Hurricane Rana.
Very impressive. I mean, if your ankles are only 2 centimeters in width, there's not a lot of weight to jump around, right?
He leapt up from the mat, grabbed him around the head like that. That's pretty impressive.
Yep. At least we haven't seen him putting a garbage can on his head and trying to jump off the top rope and fail there 15 times and then give up and just jump.
You saw that this week as well.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck. Oh, I don't know what he was trying to do with that.
Well, because his gimmick now is like put a bowl on his head or whatever, right? But he didn't tank in the fact that this trash can is so big that it's going to cover his arms. And how do you get up on the turnbuckle without arms?
American trash can, very big. To the fucking back to the top.
That's exactly. I bet you that's it too. Oh, go, Super Conrana!
Eat your heart out, Ray. Holy shit! Back and forth, man. The crowd goes.
Yeah, the crowd is not into this.
That's weird.
Shameful is what that is.
It shows you like how, you know, our week-to-week wrestling is these days, right? We're both, like, super excited. I'm, like, into this fucking match right here.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I would imagine, too, this takes a lot in the account where today's Japanese audience...
Whoa! That was awesome.
Oh, that was so tight and so stiff at the same time.
Yeah. Jumping drop kick mid-moonsault.
Right in the midsection. Like, he was perfect. A cunt hair from the dick.
God, he sucks at those backbreakers. What the fuck, dude?
He's not good at them yet.
Oh.
That was, you know, corkscrew moonsault. Shoddy corkscrew moonsault, but it was a... fair enough.
You know, it's like, he didn't stop at the top at all. He went up and immediately back off.
Oh, yeah. He was fucking... Oh, we got a big trophy about his... I don't know. Oh, Sasuke's got a towel. He looks disheveled. He looks upset at himself. Ultimo Dragon, you can see his lips moving.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's going to do it. We get the Ultimo Dragon comes out victorious in a very good match.
I would go out and say this would make my SCL top three if it wasn't from 1994.
There you go. And the men embrace as it closes. That's good shit. That's going to do it for this episode. Follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. Hear us together every week on Suplex City Limits on Saturdays, bitches. That'll do it. This time. We'll see you again next time, fans, from ringside.